Luke Palmer ran away. On the surface, it seemed as if everything was normal, but underneath Luke's typical smile was a volcano of stress. A few days before Luke went missing, his teacher called Luke's parents, Eric and Sheila, to arrange a meeting. The teacher wanted to discuss Luke's academic performance. In his first semester of high school, Luke hadn't been honest with his parents about his grades. It was the day of the dreaded meeting, and although he didn't have his driver's license, the 15-year-old knew where his dad's keys were. He wasn't about to wait around for his parents to return home after their meeting with his teacher. As Eric and Sheila pulled down their driveway, driving Sheila's car, they noticed Eric's car was missing. Luke didn't have a phone. There was no way for his parents to know where he was. His dad started calling Luke's friends, who claimed to know nothing, other than the fact that Luke had mentioned the possibility of running away. Upset and anxious, Eric drove from North Carolina to Virginia searching for his son. He stopped at almost every gas station and rest stop along the way. Eventually, he returned home empty-handed, begging God for his son's safe return. In desperation, Eric called the high school principal. The principal talked to some of Luke's friends who thought he might be heading to New York City, but no one knew for sure. One of Eric's coworkers, David Thompson, suggested they make the road trip to NYC and at least be there in case Luke called. At 1:30 on Friday afternoon, Eric and David started driving. They made it to Manhattan by midnight and started the search in Times Square. In the sea of people, Eric felt no hope of finding his son. David and Eric decided to split up. David walked in one store and then another, no Luke. Then he walked into the Times Square McDonald's and broke down in tears. David called Eric. "I'm with Luke." Like a scene out of a movie, Eric dashed in front of taxis to get across the street. Moments later, he was holding his lost son. This story may seem unbelievable, but it's true. 25 years before David Thompson had driven to New York with Eric Palmer to chase down Luke, he had pursued a 15-year-old in his church's youth group named Drew Hill. Yes, me. While writing this book, my wife Natalie and I started listing names of people who have pursued us, people who've walked alongside us and demonstrated the gospel with their lips and their lives. Along with David Thompson, it was quite a list of friends, family members, pastors, teachers, young life leaders, mentors, coaches, and bosses. Since the time I learned to run, they made me believe I was worth the chase. I'm so grateful for the countless people who have shown me Jesus, but that doesn't take away my longing to be pursued. I'm almost 40 years old and still wrestle with the lies of loneliness that tell me I'm not worth loving. Our teenage friends and children have the very same longings. They hunger for pursuit. They are desperate to be loved. They crave to be chased. The adolescent years are ones of great confusion. You might remember your own. Teenagers are trying to figure out who they are, where they belong, and if they matter. They're searching for identity, meaning, and happiness. As Victor Hugo once wrote, "Life's greatest happiness is to be convinced we are loved." Is there anything more convincing than the gospel? The gospel is the good news that even though we're far worse than we ever imagined, we are far more loved than we could ever dream. God created us in His image, and despite our sin and rebellion, He Himself put on skin, came alongside us, and brought His kingdom to earth. In His great love, Jesus took on our human nature, lived a perfect life, bore the cross we deserved, defeated death, and brought us into the presence of God forever. The gospel is the ultimate answer to the questions and longings of our teenage friends.